and command the Yom, according to Man Yom that says, Liyotze Mitzrayim Nischal Kaloritz, that when Yidden came into Eretz Yisrael, true, after Yeshua brought them in, after the 7 years of fighting, and then the 7 years they started to chalukah, divide up Eretz Yisrael, you know how they divided it up? Not according to how many people now came into Eretz Yisrael, but according to the mishpoches of when they were, how they were, when they went out of Mitzrayim. Titania, because we learned that's a machlekes tanoim. Titania, we learned. Rabbi Yashi Yomer. Rabbi Yashi says, Rabbi Yashi says, Yishino, liyotze Mitzrayim, nischalkel oretz. Eretz Yisrael was nischalkel to the people when they went out of Mitzrayim. Shinema, because there's a postle like this. The postle says, l'shemois matois avoisom yincholu. That now in Eretz Yisrael, the Yashin, according to the matos avoisom of the father, mashmi, go after the father. The fathers that came out of Mitzrayim, whoever was 20 years old then, he had a right to get a portion in Eretz Yisrael. So his children later on, when they went into Eretz Yisrael, they take Yerusha, not their own Yerusha, but they're like Yashin, their father's portion, like Kiat Slavchot. Slavchot came out of Mitzrayim. Even though he died in the Midbar, he never went into Eretz Yisrael. But when they went into Eretz Yisrael, the Bnei Slavchot, his daughters, came to complain and said, listen, our father was a Yetzer Mitzrayim, he deserved to get a portion in Eretz Yisrael. We want to take over that portion. So that's this Pasuk of Shenemar says, L'shemois matos avoisom yincholu. That the people now going into Eretz Yisrael take the Yerusha according to their fathers, according to how many went out of Mitzrayim. So that's where Rabbi Yashi learns. For the Gemara, if so, Elamani Makayim, what do I do with the other pasuk that says, La'ela Techol Lekoritz, to these we divide Eretz Yisrael, Benachlo, La'ela Mashma, the ones here right now, Mashmi, you give out Eretz Yisrael according to how many Yidden come into Eretz Yisrael right now. So Gemara says, Le'ela means Ke'ela. It doesn't mean Le'ela these right now, but it means Ke'ela, like these. It means to say, Lo'itzi es atzfolim. It just means to say, just like right now, anybody under 20 does not get Yerusha. So the same way, the Yotze Mitzrayim, only who was 20 years old, somebody under 20 at that time does not have a right to get a Yerusha. Rashi says, Kela means Shehein B'nei Esrim. Tila B'nei Esrim Sheyotzim Mitzrayim Neschal Kuvaritz. Only somebody that was 20 years old when he left Mitzrayim, they had a portion in Eretz Yisrael. Avoloy Letzfala, not the small kids Sheyotzim Pachas Mi Benchof. Shleinot Lu Chelik Boritz. Loyheim V'loy B'nei, and not them and not the children. That's this Kela, that now when they went into Eretz Yisrael, also, who do we give the Yerusha to now coming into Eretz Yisrael? Only to people that are 20 years and older. But really, even if you're 20 years older now, you're not getting your Yerusha because you're here now, you're getting Yerusha of your father that came out from Mitzrayim. That's where Rabbi Yashi learns. That Eretz Yisrael was divided according to how many people came out, or each shevet got its chalukah according to how many people were in that shevet when they came out from Mitzrayim. That's Rabbi Yassi Yeshita. Rabbi Yonis and Rabbi Yonis says, no, Laboye Yoros Neschalku, Eretz Yisrael was divided equally according to how many people now came into Eretz Yisrael. Laboye Yoros Neschalku, Horetz. Shinem and Apostle says, La'ela Techola Koretz Benachlo. Like to these, to the people here right now, we divide up Eretz Yisrael. We divide it up with the people here right now. In Sofet Gemara, Elamani Mekayim, what does Rabbi Yashi do with the first pasuk of L'shemois Matos Avoisom Yincholu? It's mashma that we're giving the Yerusha from your father. L'shemois, it says Matos Avoisom. Mashma, the people coming into Eretz Yisrael now, they don't get the Yerusha from the people here right now, but they get the Yerusha from their father. So mashmi, go bosa the Yetzer Mitzrayim. So what do you do with that? So Gemara answers, Mishuna nachla zu, mikol nachla shebolam. that I'll tell you, this Nach Lehiya now of the ones coming into Eretz Yisrael is different than every other Nachla in the world. Why? Shekol Nachla Shebarlam. How does a regular Yerusha work? When somebody dies, the children take over. That's a regular Nachla. What does that mean? Chayin, the people that are alive right now, Yorshim Mason, they Yashim the dead people. That's the way a regular Yerusha works. When a father dies, so the son Yashin, that's normal. The Khan, but here the people coming into Eretz Yisrael, the Khan, Mesim, Yashin Chayin, here it's just the opposite. The dead people, Yashin the live people. What does that mean? That true, we look as if right now, how many people are coming into Eretz Yisrael? Like we're giving the Yerusha to the Chayim, to the live people coming in right now. But not directly to them. It's like this. Let's say a mishpacha comes in right now that he has 10 kids. So this mishpacha now deserves 10 portions. But what we do now with this 10th portion is, we like give it back to the father that died already. We give it back to the mishpacha how he was when he first came out of Mitzrayim. So that mishpacha at that time had 5 kids. Now those 5 kids, let's say one kid has 10 kids, one kid has 5, one kid has 3. So together, there are 20 kids. So we look as if the 20 portions right now, we give back to the grandfather that came out of Mitzrayim, and that grandfather had 5 kids. So we divide equally the 20 portions into 5, each one gets 4. So each father now, even though one father has 10 kids now, and one father has 2 kids now, it don't make a difference. Each father now gets an equal portion. And mamish goes backwards and then down again. That's the way it goes. We talk and divide according to how many people are coming into Eretz Yisrael right now. When Yeshua conquered Eretz Yisrael, how many people are coming in right now? We're dividing it right now. If this mishpacha has 20 kids, they deserve like 20 portions. But we don't give the portions to them. We take this mishpacha, this, let's say, Hirschman's mishpacha, and we give it back to the Zayda Hirschman, as if he has 20 portions. And how many kids did he have? He had 4 kids. So we divide these, let's say, 20 portions into 5, 4, each kid gets 4. So now, going into Eretz Yisrael, each kid, each like mishpacha, only gets 4 portions. So it's like a double way of looking at it. We try to give it to them coming in right now, but not according to the way they're alive right now, but a way as was then Yetzir Mitzrayim. So it goes back to them and back to here. That's where Rabbi Yashar learns. That's this lesson of Mishuna Nachlazu Mikol Nachlaz Shabaylim. This Yerusha is different than anyone in the world. Shekol Nachlaz Shabaylim Chayin Yashin Mason. The live ones, Yashin, the dead ones. Fakan over here though, it's the opposite. Mesim Yoshin Chayim, the dead people, Yashin, the live people. Omer Rebbe said, Em Shalachom Moshe Loma Dovodayma. I'll give you an example of how does this look like. Lishnei Achen Kahanim, like 2 brothers that were Kahanim. Shoyibir Achen, they lived in one city. Li Echod Yeshloi Ben Echod, one Kohen had one son. The Echod Yeshloi Shnei Bonim, another son, another brother, had 2 sons. Again, we have these 2 brothers, the 2 Kahanim, and there's 3 children here right now. One had 2. They went down to the silent, to where the food is, to the field. With the kind that has only 1 son, like the 1 son went down to the garden, to the place where they ate the Trumas and Maestres, so the Yisraelim, they gave him 1 portion. The second Kohen that has 2 children, they gave him 2 chalakim. What did they do now? These 3 children, like the 3 cousins, they went and took these 3 portions back to the father, the 2 brothers, took on him, etzlavim, for choizim mechokim b'shava. And the 2 fathers, now the 2 Kohanim, divided up these 3 portions equally. He got 1.5 and he got 1.5. That's the way it worked from Yetzir Mitzrayim. The attack, we look upon how many people went into Eretz Yisrael. And we divide up according to that. They're 30-30. But not that they keep it.
they give it back to the fathers, and then we look as if the father had it, how many kids they have, divide it up equally, and that's the way it went down. That's the way Rabbi Asher learns, that's the seriousness, Sukkimir, that Leila Techolok, we're talking to give the Arusha Ta'ila to the ones coming in right now, but according to Avoysam, according to where the fathers were before.
Yeah. Yeah, Bishav. Right, listen to the Bishav.
We have Yishim ben Elazar, Yishim ben Elazar says, the Pasuk says, Le'elu, U'le'elu, Nishchal Kuwaret. See, he said, not the Pasuk,